Okay, with me here at the LAM is Worcester City manager Carl Healy. And I think, Carl, that sort of game just had one goal that was going to decide it, and that's the way it turned out in the end.
To be honest, the least we should be coming away from is a 0-0 with a clean sheet. It was one of those games, it was on a knife edge, could have gone either way. And we're on the unfortunate end of a 1-0, and undeserved. We didn't deserve to get beat tonight, not a chance in hell.
What did you think of the performance?
I thought it was very good. I thought the first 20 minutes were a little bit edgy, passing went astray and we were a little bit shaky, but then thought we grew into the game, got better and better, and I thought we were the better side second half. Looked more likely, to be honest, and we gave away a free kick, and to be fair, on the second ball, it's a great striker on the lad on the top corner.
There weren't many opportunities in the game, but you did have a few, certainly in the second half, and Lee Hughes brought a good save from the keeper.
Yeah, we did, and we had a good. I thought we had an even better situation than that when Ebby Nelson had picked a ball up in behind their fullback, and just the final ball was a little bit slack because that should have been a goal. We haven't really had the rub of the green because, their number six, Jack Lane, gets booked and then pulls Chicane Steele down in a dangerous position 3 minutes later, and how he stayed on the pitch is beyond me.
Does that pitch have much of a bearing on it? Was it different to playing on a grass pitch?
It's different to playing on a grass pitch. I thought it played quite well. It was a decent game of football. And as I say, it was one of those games could have gone either way, and we're on the very, very unfortunate end of a 1-0. But no complaints about the pitch from us.
You've had two games so far. What's your assessment of those two games?
Look, it looks a daunting start, and we go to Halifax on Saturday, but we could quite easily be sitting here with 6 points. We've been very competitive in both games. And it probably feels a bit harsh to have 1 point, but you've got to look at the critical moments in the game. We gave away a free kick that we got punished from, albeit a great strike, and we had probably the best situation of the game, and we didn't take it. And that's football, and that's the league we're in.
You've got Halifax away coming up on Saturday. You've got these three players that you're still waiting on the international clearance for. Presumably that hasn't come through yet.
No, it hasn't. Hopefully we'll get it through prior to Saturday, which would strengthen us up a little bit. But said to the boys there, look, we're in the second week of August and there's a little pattern. We've got three cheap free kicks away and we've conceded three goals from them. And we've got to learn from that quickly because, sometimes you get away with it at some standards of football, but in this league you'll get punished 9 times out of 10.
You said before that you think this could be the strongest conference North. I mean, it seems to get stronger every year, but the sort of teams that have been in it this year, there's plenty of competition for these places.
It is, it's tough, and it is a strong league, but I think we've shown in the first two games that everybody said we'd have no points, well, we got one, and we should have more than that, and there's a lot to be encouraged about there, and I thought the performance was good. But you need the rub of the green a little bit, and I think that deserted us a little bit as it was on Tamworth's side tonight.